Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh. It's more than that. It is European geography for 1600. Ken. See how current we are?
Ken.
Ken. Yeah, good job. Good job there.
Did I watch Jeopardy last night or the night before?
Both.
No. Hmm. It's once in a while.
I decided to take a shot.
I think it was probably Monday. And there was the oldest contestant I think I've ever seen on Jeopardy. W.A. was his name.
All right.
And he had a chair. Have you ever seen a Jeopardy contestant sitting in a chair? He was old. It wasn't a problem. It was probably fine.
You're not exaggerating how old this person was by saying they had a chair. They really had a chair?
Yeah. Yeah. He might have been in his 80s.
I can't remember the last time I watched Jeopardy. It's just not something I think to turn on when I get home. I'm always right to a game by the time I get in front of the TV. So, but a chair sounds unprecedented to me.
Yeah, it was fine. He finished second. I don't know if you get a better prize for second than third. But we're in here talking maps. This is one thing that's great about soccer, is that it brings out conversations about where places are. For instance, Belgium. But I think we're good. You sold yourself a little short.
I did, yeah.
On your knowledge of European geography.
Yeah, you brought this game we're watching here, Barcelona and
Borussia.
you guessed Belgium and
not Borussia Dortmund.
And I believe you're right. I mean, it was in Spanish, but I think that said Belgium at the bottom of the screen there when we turned it on. And I said I'm not 100%. I think I don't know anything about Belgium. Like, I'm not even sure if you gave me a map of Europe with the lines all drawn, but, like, no names on the countries that I could tell you where Belgium is. Mm-hmm. And you said something to the effect of, come on, it's not, there's, like, only one mistake you could possibly
make. That's what I said. Right. I think you could only miss it by one.
And then I thought about it a little bit, and I thought, okay, I know, yeah, I mean, World War II, Belgium, France, Germany, it's there, and it's small, and I bet on the map I probably could find it. And the one mistake I could make would you know, I could make that mistake, because it's Netherlands right on top of it. So I did sell myself a little short. I think I could have probably found Belgium on a map. In two tries, for sure, if not one.
Now, you definitely could.
Oh, there's no question now. But even once I thought about it a little bit, I thought, you know, it probably isn't that hard. Like, I'm thinking it's on the left, You know, it's like as we're looking at
so
it.
So to speak.
Looking at the map, right? Like it's on the western edge of Europe is what I would assume.
It's on the French border.
Okay.
And on the water. So it's, you know, it's west of Poland.
Yeah.
If that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
It's not on the coast. It's on the ocean.
It's on the ocean.
It's not on the ocean.
It's not on the, it is not. Oh, I thought.
No,
I thought
it's border. It borders France. And then France is on the ocean over here.
Oh, okay.
For those of you watching, well, or not watching, I'm going like this.
Well, I could have sworn the map you just showed. Anyway, whatever. So, yeah, I had a pretty good idea where I thought it might be. I remember reading, you know, books about World War II and like Belgium, whatever. I think I would have gotten it.
At Bulldog WGR, it's everyone at Shope Talk, hashtag
really
where is Belgium?
Thrilled about all this.
Belgium, according to AI, the U.S. state closest in size to Belgium is Maryland. But that's not even a good comparison because Maryland is all just like stretchy.
Yeah, right.
It's not sort of roundish.
Yeah, it's weird. It's got that like little detached leg hanging down or whatever that is. It's kind of messed up.
But it says here that Mississippi is 4.5 times bigger than Belgium.
Right. Where I did a terrible job was guessing. You said what U.S. state might be closest in size to Belgium, and I guessed Ohio, which is a terrible guess.
I think it is. That's a bad guess.
Ohio might be bigger than any country in Europe.
You know what? Maybe.
I wonder if it's bigger than any country in Europe.
Maybe.
We're here. Not that we can't revisit this.
803-0550.
Do you want? There's been a development in my outlaw status in Spain.
Well, Belgium just scored, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's funny. You look like you're writing something down that just happened in the soccer game, which would be hilarious.
I am.
Which just cannot be what you're doing. All right. So for folks who don't know, I went to Spain with my wife and a big group 2 summers ago. And while I was there, I got a speeding ticket. I didn't know that I'd gotten a speeding ticket until many months after we had returned home. Like it was maybe even the fall of that summer, the fall following that summer, I got a notification like, hey, you know, you're whatever, 93 and an 80. It's 100.
93 and an 80 is a ticket?
Yeah. Here's a, you know, it's a $100 fine, but if you pay it now, it's 50. And I'm normally a person who pays. I get a parking ticket. I'm online 10 minutes later. Like I just want to pay. Just want to get it over with. I have done that even with city parking tickets, where I'm in the system too fast. Like my ticket's not even in the system yet because I got the ticket and went, oh, I'm just going to pay this.
This is like when you lose the golf bet.
Right.
You'll pay off the golf bet before the tournament's over.
Right. So anyway, this thing.
Not me.
I thought, like, I've never been to Europe before. Could this be some sort of a scam? Like, someone has access to the database from rental car companies and, like, let's see, you know. So I'm like, I'm just not going to do anything with this. And months went by. 6 months went by. Second notice comes. Same thing. Except now the deal is gone. It's not. It's a $100 fine, and it is no longer available for me to settle it for 50.
They're trying to scare you.
I got to pay the whole 100, right? So I'm like, And eventually, I get around to asking one of the other couples, the husband in one of these other couples that was with us. You know, I said something about it. I said, "Oh, would that happen to us too? We got a ticket too." And did you ever pay it? He's like, "I don't know. I have no idea." His wife handles that kind of stuff, is what I come to find out.
Must be.
And
nice.
I never thought to ask her about it. So months and months go by again. This week, maybe Monday when I got home, boom, here's a third notice. And it's not any more threatening than the previous two, but it's just, you know, $100. There's a little QR code, you know, scan this and it'll take you to a website, yada, yada. So I reach out to my friend's wife. She's also my friend too. But anyway, Beef said you guys maybe got a ticket when you were in Spain. Did you ever pay it? I'm just kind of curious what the process was like because I haven't paid mine and I just got a third notice. And she said, yeah, I got around to paying it because I was going back to Europe and I wanted to rent a car and I just didn't want any trouble. So she's like, yeah, I paid it. All right, I'm gonna take care of it. So the whole time though, right, for a year and a half here, I've been skeptical about this being a scam. So I scan, but I'm like, all right, you did it, I'm gonna do it. I scan the QR code. There's a login and a password that I got on the document that I was sent. And I enter all that, and what pops up is a picture of the car. Like, it's us. I'm like, I guess this isn't a scam. Like, that's the car. I mean, it could have been, I guess, enough. You can't see me driving or anything, but it's like, yeah, I guess this is for real. I'll just pass.
You paid the ticket.
I paid the ticket.
Wow. Just like that, it's over.
I thought it's gone on long enough. They're clearly not letting it go. I thought maybe, you know, they would try a couple times and eventually just sort of give up.
You could have gotten off for 50.
But here, well, if I'd have done it originally, that's right. But it was just so funny to me that whatever old man scam skepticism I had, just as soon as I hit the login information, like, yeah, that's us. That's the car. Okay.
How do they?
I guess I'll just pay this. Like, you know, these scammers didn't set up roadside cameras. I mean, I think this is real, so I'll pay the $100 now. So
I'm disappointed.
Well,
93 and an 80 is literally those are the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, that's what.
I think that's what it said. I should check again, but I think
what
it was
93%.
93 and an 80 is what I got.
Can't you go 78 on the throughway? 65.
Not
that's
if
worse.
Not if there's cameras.
No, yes, you can. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows the throughway number is really 78.
All right, sure. I speed like crazy on the throughway and have for my whole life. I've never gotten dinged.
You'll never get a ticket going. I don't want to sound like an authority.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that go by me at like 90, I feel like all have police stickers because they know there's no chance of ever right. anything bad happening.
Right.
But, you know, I don't have that. I turn one down. So I'm just sort of bragging, maybe. So 78 has always been my number since college, like 30 years. That's been mm-hmm. my number, 78. In Spain, you can't go 93 in an 80. You got busted for that, and they kept coming, and they got a picture of your car, and it's a third notice, and the discount's gone, and your friend can't help you. I mean, I would have gone to the wall on this. Yeah. I don't even know you anymore. How do you give in? Just because you logged in and you saw your picture. I mean, okay, well, it's not a scam, but what are they going to do? Interpol? Is Interpol coming for you? I mean, what's happening? What's the next step? The fourth notice is the next step.
Probably.
What's going to happen?
But like I said, I would have paid it right. I would have paid it right away, except for my skepticism. And then we talked about it on the air, and I kind of like the idea of having this, you know, this thing to talk about how I have an unpaid speeding ticket from Spain.
Who was it, Darius? You have these Bills players sometimes who get like the 70 and a 25.
Right.
In a school zone or something. Yeah. Like, all right. I mean, you should go to jail for that.
Well, I still have I'll check. I can't check now because I don't have access to it. I don't have that login information memorized, so I don't think I'm going to get there. But
it's over.
I'll check to make. I think it was 93 and an 80 is what it said. Maybe it was 103 and an 80. I don't know. Either way.
You don't get a ticket for going 93 on the Southern Tier Expressway.
No, that's right.
I mean, maybe you do. Again, but, I know nothing
again,
about
this was not, the actual this was rules. Not like radar. This was just speed cameras is what. There was no incident. I wasn't pulled over. There was nothing. It was just.
Space ref.
Yeah, space ref.
Do they actually have police?
Or
is it just space police?
There are police. We saw policia. I'll go with that.
They actually have that?
Yeah.
Because if you have cameras busting people for... it's just a... In more ways than one, perhaps. It's just a trap.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's more evident.
Here come the foreigners.
Yep.
And if it's 81 in an 80, we're going to get them. And we're going to wear them down with our notices.
Well, they did. They did. But you know, I did the crime. I mean, I don't, whatever. Ref. I'm not. I don't. You can judge me and be disappointed all you want. I don't feel bad. I did the thing.
I'm less disappointed that you didn't know where Belgium was.
I needed to pay the fine. That's it. I did
you
the
got
crime
it off your conscience.
Yeah.
There's no right. more story.
That's right. And like, who knows? You know, I don't know. We're gonna travel. I just didn't want
Bud
any,
Light.
Didn't want any trouble.
Bud Light would have sent you to the court in Spain. We could have done a show from a Spanish courtroom and given away keychains and koozies. I think it would have been a hit. I would have gone. I mean, I'll go for that.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to go do shows. I mean,
and then I just go 93, 92 everywhere and see what happens. I go 81 everywhere and see what happens. Oh, it's over. Just like that. All we did was talk about where Belgium is, and now we got the resolution to the tickets.
Yeah. I almost started talking about this yesterday, but it was trade deadline day, and I thought, like, I should just cool it.
Think of what we would have missed.
I don't need to hurry into the story about how I paid the Spanish speeding ticket finally.
Oh, well.
After all this time.
All right, well.
So that's over.
So is the trade deadline. And, I mean, you know, you had a drink, you took a shower. How do you feel? Did the Bills miss out? I listened to a couple podcasts. One was very serious about how big a mistake it was to not get a deal done. You know, I heard Brandon Bean just there with the 2-to-tango business. I mean, that's as old as time itself. Somebody else has to say, yes, he's not wrong.
Yeah, they missed out not making a trade. There's no arguing that. It's a fact. They didn't make a trade. You know, I don't know how hard to be on them because, you know, we don't get to know how close they were, what kind of poker game was going on. Did they, you know, were they close to something and thought they could do better and so sort of, you know, held out and were expecting a call back and then didn't get – I don't know. I believe that they earnestly were looking at making moves. I know that is something the team probably wants you to know because they think it makes them look good, but I don't know. I'm not so sure it makes you look good if you tried to do something for your team and didn't pull it off.
We're into Sabres territory now.
Yeah. So I'm disappointed. I mean, I think the significant injuries that they incurred the last 2 weeks on their defense, I thought they'd at least address that in some way. If, you know, even if they didn't grant our wish of a big time wide receiver or even just a role playing wide receiver. So, you know, I don't know if they were of the mind, you know, we kept hearing, I heard as the afternoon unfolded a lot about Olave and Brian Thomas Jr. That they were in on that. They were interested in that. And if that was their mindset, if they were thinking that big, maybe that's why you don't give up a 4 and a 6 for Shahid like Seattle did. Or even Jacoby Myers, right? These are guys that they were rumored to be interested in. Again, I don't know what's, you know, exactly right and wrong in that rumor mill, but it would make sense to me if they thought they were going to pull a bona fide number one receiver into the boat that they would not have made a move on Shahid or Jacoby Myers. But I don't know that's exactly the case. So I don't know how hard to be on them, but I think an opportunity went by for them to help their team, and they failed to do that.
Well, what would your mom say? Don't wait to the last minute.
Okay, sure.
I don't think Brandon Bean is cheap. I don't think he's cheap. I think he's already demonstrated through the years that he will take a swing. He'll do things. Like, starting with Diggs, if that's the first move like this, I mean, to Von Miller, even the moves, this Bosa, like, they're not all the same. But I don't think he's afraid of anything. I do think that yesterday this came out, we go really far as outsiders with how easy it should be to throw draft picks away for players. And it's just way too easy to say that. Veterans get hurt. They don't fit. Amari Cooper, like just 1 year ago, he tried this and it busted. Cooper, for whatever, you could blame him, you could blame Cooper, you could blame the wind, but it busted. So it's just it's too easy to say it, but, you know, it's a puzzle. And these other teams, I mean, they played on Sunday. Jacksonville and the Raiders played each other on Sunday. Where did the Myers idea come from? Was it already on the table, or was it something about this game? Was it Travis Hunter going to IR suddenly last week? Was it the Raiders losing, being willing? Like, it really does, there's so many different aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Bean thought, because he's been able to do things, like maybe he thought he could get a bigger move done. It's an interesting point, like that Shahid, they just weren't ready to commit to that because it might have cut them off from something they liked more. I think Shahid became, as we talked about this for weeks, he became for me the right name. Other names were too, for me, unlikely to get moved, and none of those guys did get moved. Myers said he wanted to be traded in like July.
Yeah.
So that's not shocking at all. And Brian Thomas, yesterday at this time, we were talking about it. Like, never, I never bought that I never understood why Jacksonville would want to do that unless there was really a red flag about him. And, you know, I don't know if I'm right. And Olave was similar to that. I mean, you got to keep some of your guys. You're trying to build from a rookie quarterback and maybe just sort of get something, get somewhere. He's a guy you keep for this.
Mm-hmm.
But Shaheed was like a secondary piece on the worst team in the league, maybe, that, okay, well, and it's also a player who fit with what the Bills lack. But, you know,
yeah,
that didn't happen. Maybe you have the right point.
Yeah, and checks the return guy box, too. Like, there would be more flexibility roster-wise, and they love that, right? And I think that would have been an upgrade, even. Like, Codrington's not even getting dressed anymore for these games, and so they're just sort of getting by with Shakir returning punt. Anyway, Shaheed just fit for a lot of reasons. So I don't know that I'm right about they could have reasons that date back to his draft class. To not, like, you know, something about him that it just, like, no, that's not a guy we want on our team. I don't know what, you know, what all goes into it, but, you know, assuming that isn't the case, my best working theory is that they thought they could go bigger game hunting, and so they didn't do, like, a more mid move, and that's fine as long as you pull off the, you know, you get the big game that you're hunting, if indeed you are, and I don't know, my instincts are that they were. And so, you know, how many people know that, right? Inside the team. Yeah, obviously the upper, you know, McDermott, some people on the coaching staff, Bean, owner, whatever, like, know what they were trying to pull off, if they were trying to pull this off. How much do players know? Like, is there disappointment? Is Josh Allen upset that they didn't trade for Brian Thomas Jr. today? You know, but of course, like, he's going to meet media and he's going to say all the things that he always says. Right. But so, you know, I don't know. And we maybe will never know. It's just another one of these things that comes and goes, and somebody will write a book someday and tell us all the things that were this close to happening but didn't.
Well, I like the point about whether hypothetically Shaheed was somebody that they were just sort of saving an offer for, like, just waiting to find out what was going to happen with somebody more impactful in theory, and they just sort of they ran out of time. Like,
right.
Shaheed was early in the day, and then they don't get anywhere with anybody else later. But I think he was the one player where I think it all would have been okay. What they need, I don't think Bean cuts off his nose to spite his face by making that move. It's just like, it's not a whole,
right.
it's not any, it doesn't kill everybody eats.
That's,
you know,
right.
Somebody that plays a role.
Price point is right. Contract is right. Like cost of acquisition is what I mean by price point. Like, it all really would have fit.
Mm-hmm.
So again, unless they have some internal big red flag about that player, then my guess would be they didn't do that because they were maybe trying to do something else.
Maybe.
That's if you believe that they were trying to do anything. And I do. I choose to believe that Brandon Bean would try to improve the team where it's weak, despite how he has sounded and talked about, you know, going all the way back to the draft and all the stuff. I just think the job is the job. And I've got a weakness in this area. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. I've got some assets that I feel comfortable parting with. Okay, let's see if we can play the feud. And, like, what, you know, what didn't match up there is, you know, throw some darts. It's guesswork from out here. But I think it makes sense that they would have been tracking somebody and they just didn't get it across the finish line for whatever reason. Like you said already, it is notable that those two players, Olave and Thomas Jr., did not go somewhere else. Like, so if they were on the market and the Bills and three other teams or six other teams were talking to the Saints and or Jaguars about those players, nobody met the price.
It is the job, though. The job is to read that all correctly. And sometimes if they say they want a three and you think they won't get one, you lose.
Right.
And other times you need to say, okay, it's still a third round pick. Like, just, there's a lot we don't know, but we do know the bottom line. The team they have is the team they're going to have going all the way here.
Right.
And we'll see if it works.
Yep.
We have Armando Salguero today coming up at 4, Bills and Dolphins. That's the law. That's the rule. We talk to Armando, which we love. Sal Capaccio at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There are certain positions that it's easier to plug a player in, and some are a little harder. Those are all part of it. Doesn't mean we wouldn't do it. We've obviously traded for receivers before. And, you know, I've been here, this is season 9, right? We're usually very active. I'm always active. We put a lot of work in. Sometimes you look back at, you know, when you go home last night and feel like, damn, that was a waste of time. You know, no, it's not all. Some of these guys that we're really grinding on the last couple of weeks, some of them will be free agents. The season's in, so you kind of get a jump on how you view them and whether you have interest.
Brandon Bean. Today, Armando Salguero will join us. Also, Sal Capaccio, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. No more trade deadline talk. It's moot. It's over. Even with the knowledge that sometimes trades come in after the 4 o'clock deadline, now it's like almost 24 hours later and GMs have all been talking and Adam Schefter says it's over. That's how you really know. When Schefter says it, book it.
Right.
Let's go to Billy here. Hi.
Hey guys, how you doing? Kind of laughing here. I'm just, I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the day you guys came up here and I'm just, it's funny that you just came to me. If you remember where you guys stayed in Markham, at that hotel, you wouldn't know if it was on Highway 7. And I just kind of laughed as I get on with you guys. I remember you guys coming up here and doing a show. So, I don't know if you guys remember that, but they've, that hotel that you guys stayed at, they've really fixed that thing up. It's really, really, really nice now. So I just want
to
thank you guys.
Nice to hear. All right.
Yeah, listen. So, guys, listen, simple as this. I've seen all I had to see. I know the trade deadline, we always want to get stuff in that. But, I mean, I've seen what I had to see last week against Kansas City. I mean, I thought we absolutely took them to the woodshed. I'm disappointed on one play and one play only when we were up 15 and they had it, I think it was like 4th and 18. And I know we were sending a four-man front. And every time every team that's hammered Kansas City in the Super Bowl, whether it be Tampa Bay or whether it be Philly, they send a four-man rush. And that's exactly what we did. And all you have to do is look at Mahomes' stats to see that works. I just thought that on that play where it was 4th and 18 and the game is basically over, I thought we should have sent the house. I really did. Because I don't understand how that guy was that wide open 4th and 18, and it led Kansas City back in the game. So
yeah.
I would have blitzed Mahomes and came after him with everything on that play and just made him Hail Mary it or whatever. But other than that, I'm not worried about this Bills team. It's Super Bowl this year. I know we haven't looked good in some games, but we got Josh, and if we've got Josh, we've got, I think this is the year for sure. I've said it every year, but this is the year, guys.
Okay, so you're going to be right this time.
So you're an authority on this.
All right, Billy, thanks.
I'm not an authority, but
You've yet to be right, but otherwise, you're sure.
Right. All right. Fourth and 17. Fourth and 17, that play, that's the play that Bosa is kind of, he's pretty much unblocked and stops, right? Do I have the right play? There's a play in this game where Bosa has, like, nobody blocks him. And I think what he thinks is, this is a screen pass. Like, I got it. So they're going to throw it right to the spot I'm running away from. And so he stops and never gets close to Mahomes after that again. Like, he had a clear path, and when he kept going, that play would have been over because it turns out it was not a screen pass. That happened. The guy got so wide open. Watch the play again from up above and try to tell me what Terrell Bernard is doing on that play, because I don't have an answer. I've watched it half a dozen times, and I don't. He's the one guy that just seems to be guarding an empty lot. It just does not see Rice coming across. He's lost on the play. So that might be an explanation. Not that he was covering Rice one-on-one, but like he's in his own, and he just, no one's really around him, and he just looks lost. Like, to me, he's the smoking gun on that play.
I don't know what to say. I mean, is it really worth a discussion if there's one play in a game that doesn't decide the game that you think they should have done something different? I mean, of course, if it's as easy as just deciding to send four pass rushers, the Chiefs would never win a single game because everybody would know to do that. It's way more complicated than that. I don't know. It's halfway through the season. You said last week or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we're not going to make it. We're not going to hold up emotionally until January. And yesterday I thought I was hanging on by a thread. Because, you know, we sounded like we're talking about a bad team, not a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Bet online odds to get the one seed. After that, all bets are off. One play. That's what happened last year. That's what happened other years against Kansas City. And that's the deal, I guess. You have to try to prepare for a situation where that one play doesn't beat you. I mean, how hard is that? But that's the job. Bet online odds to get the one. The Bills are 6-5 to get the one seed in the AFC, plus 120. They are behind New England. They are behind Indianapolis. They are behind Denver for this. The bettors don't care. They see the Bills as the best team in it, and they're close enough to the lead. So you're 9 weeks in, and you're 6-5 to get the thing that everybody agreed was by far the most important goal of the season, was to get the bye and the week off and then home field throughout. And, you know, I think I'd want to say that if I told you going into the opener, everything that happened through 9 weeks in the NFL will have happened, would you have turned it down? Maybe you would have. You know, I'm telling you the Chiefs are 5-4. I'm telling you the Ravens are 3-5. I'm telling you Joe Burrow is done. I'm telling you two of the three teams in your division are a joke. Who says no? And, you know, maybe you do because it's not first place.
Yeah.
But the markets are always the guide because this is people spending their money. And they think the Bills are a clear favorite to finish as the one. Pretty good.
Yeah, you might if you had laid out all of those different factors in August, I might assume because of them that although there's no information about what the Bills' record is, that the Bills must be in first place. They're the favorite for the one seed. Kansas City's doing this. Baltimore's doing this.
Good point.
Two of the three. I'm not so far. It's not, you know, I'm chasing, but it's not. I have the same number of losses right now, and that matters. These teams not had a bye yet. They'll get their byes, and hopefully the Bills can keep pace. Yeah, it's. This is what, when your team is good, it's funny. Like, we spend so much time with hockey and the trade deadline. This came up yesterday. Like, in our lives, like, it's a more significant day, it feels like. It has been in the course of this show, you know, 20-plus years together. The hockey trade deadline is more active. It's just a busier thing. And football is sort of caught up in the last handful of years here, where it's a more notable day on the calendar. But it's the same concept. It doesn't really work because the Sabres haven't been good in so long. But when they were, be like, give me one more thing. Give me one more thing. Give me Gary Roberts. Give me a guy that knows what it looks and smells like. And then I don't get them. Like, okay, I'm still pretty good though, right? Like, that's what this is. I mean, I said yesterday, I don't think like the Bills, like, they're flawed in some fatal way now or something. They're still one of the best teams in the league and have as reasonable a shot as they've had any of these years to get to the Super Bowl. What you're looking for in a moment like yesterday, or in a day, it's not really a moment, but a day like yesterday, is that piece that is going to get it done. Like, it's Von Miller that lasts till the end of the year, that's there for you in the AFC title game. It's just one more piece so that I can maybe not allow a 4th-and-17 completion in a playoff game when I really need to just shut the thing down. Or one more guy that can beat the Kansas City linebackers and DBs to the edge and get a first down so I don't end up in 4th-and-5 in a prayer and a crazy blitz from Spagnuolo. Like, just get me one more thing so that I've got another shot to shoot. And they didn't. And that doesn't mean that all the shots that they're going to shoot between now and the end of January are fatally flawed. The gun isn't going to work or something. But I would have liked to have one more thing. So it sort of tests you, because I know it sounds like, you know, oh, what a disaster. They didn't make a trade for some guy we thought might be available.
I know, let's move on.
The whole thing is so flimsy to begin with. Are they good to great to begin with? Yes. Could they be better? Yes. Did they get better? No. Okay, so I'm still good to great? Like, who's better than the Bills?
Well, that's a good question. And there might be a few teams who are. There don't have, you know, it's debatable. Indianapolis will be interesting. They make the Gardner move, power move. The only real power move in the conference, or even in the league, was this move. I mean, whatever Dallas does is always hilarious, so that's fine, but irrelevant. I mean, that's a team planting its flag. And I think we'd respect that, right? Don't we respect that? Even if it is Daniel Jones, you're in first place. Make a move. Take a shot.
Yep.
And so they do. No one else does. And now we find out over the next several weeks whether Indianapolis, you know, whether it was justifiable.
In the AFC, at least. The NFC, the Eagles added Jalen. The defending champs did what they always do.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They did another thing. And that, I think, is a part of what makes the Bills fans as frustrated as they were yesterday and maybe still are today, is that you're looking at a team that's won the Super Bowl last year and won it even, was in it recently. And they're always, their GM has this reputation, and it's well-earned. He's always finding a way to get one more guy, right? So they win the Super Bowl last year. They lost some guys in free agency. They didn't overreact to that in the spring or in the summer. They just said, okay, and now, okay, I need another guy. I go get another guy. And like that just seems like how they do it every year. They seem to manage to find another way to get another guy.
Armando Salguero coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.